This is an RNIB Connect radio podcast.
Well, we're back on the terrace at Paralympics GB House, and I'm with Dan Beffel, who won a silver in the badminton. Dan, could you just sort of give me an overview of the whole competition so far?
Yeah, it was amazing. The competition was fantastic. Being able to experience a full stadium watching para badminton was incredible. The French crowd are incredibly passionate about sport, about the Paralympics, and about para badminton. And yeah, just to be in that atmosphere was amazing. And to come away on the podium was incredibly special.
And how was that sort of final match for you? I mean, obviously you got silver, you obviously would have loved to have had gold, but it was quite a hard match.
Yeah, it was. It's incredibly bittersweet. Obviously, I came here to Paris to win that gold medal, to go one better than Tokyo. And yeah, so to not get over the line was incredibly disappointing. But yeah, it was a really good match to be a part of. 23-21 in the third set of a Paralympic final. It was a classic match in SL3. So yeah, so to be a part of that final was amazing.
And obviously you were saying the crowd have been behind you, and I think that's true of most of the Paralympics so far, all the things that I've been to reporting on. I mean, the crowd have been just really good at getting behind everybody and cheering everybody on.
Yeah, they have. They've really sort of engaged with the Paralympics, and probably for a lot of them it's the first time they might have seen para sport live, and to have them in the crowds cheering for every athlete, not just the French athletes, but everyone. I think the GB athletes in particular, they really have felt like a home crowd at times. So yeah, so it's been an amazing experience. And obviously my first Paralympics was in Tokyo, where we were playing in front of nobody due to the pandemic, so to have that experience of a live crowd is something I'll never forget.
And it's also good that Christian's got a silver today as well.
Yeah, no, it's amazing. Like, we're an incredibly close team, and I get as nervous, maybe even a bit more nervous, watching Kristen, Jack and Rachel in their matches as I do playing my own. He works incredibly hard. He's got an insane amount of dedication to the sport, to best of himself. He's been one of the original SH6 players starting back in 2007. So for him to be standing on that podium again was an incredibly proud moment. Playing someone from France as well, that it was the atmosphere was insane. He came out to a massive roar, and they were singing the French national anthem during the warm-up. It was so loud. Tried to get God Save the King going, but it was drowned out a bit. We were a few thousand people short, but it's an incredible achievement for him, and I'm so proud of him and the whole team of our achievements this week.
And did you have any of your family in the audience?
Yes, I had quite a few. So I had about 20, 25 people, I think, in the end. My fiance was out here, my parents, my brother, my sister-in-law, my in-laws-to-be. And yes, yeah, so to have all of them in the stadium was incredibly special, because they missed out on that experience in Tokyo, and they sacrificed so much for me to be able to go around the world playing badminton, living my dream. Like, they miss out on time with me and time to my training and everything. So yeah, for me to be able to come here, perform in front of them, and to be on the podium is incredibly special.
And any sort of thoughts and plans for LA in 2028?
Yeah, I think I've definitely want to go to LA. I think at the moment I can't think of anything I want to do less than play badminton, but I think it's definitely a desire now. I want to go and experience LA again. I think the whole games experience for me, having more freedom in the village to go and meet other athletes, to go experience that sort of things, the live crowds and everything, it's really sort of driven me even more. I want that experience again, and my experience in the final, being one point away from a gold medal, I want to get that point next time. I want to have that gold medal, so I will definitely be trying to go and do that in LA.
Well, Dan, congratulations on the silver and maybe a gold in LA, perhaps. But yeah, Thank you very much indeed for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
No worries. Thank you very much.